Shabbat Shalom, everybody. This is our Shabbat Shalom podcast. Every Friday, we start our podcast like that. This is Tim Karskat and Christian Center, Shreveport. This week, talking about hindrances to your deliverance. We must enter into this rest of the Lord to receive our freedom. Well, Shabbat Shalom, if you're on sequence with our podcast being Friday, as we prepare, again, entering into the rest of the Lord. Look, our total freedom is not going to come from anything we do, but from what He did and what He's doing for us today. And that's the rest that we enter into. Know this, that you can have peace. I encourage you. I did a message on, I think it was this week, October. I think it was the 9th, right? What's today? Yeah, something like that. I can't remember what day it was. Wednesday. And you can go listen to it on a YouTube page, Christian Center Shreveport, and about how Hannah's prayer brought her peace and rest and her freedom to become with child. You know, the key thing that she did is she cried out to God properly, confessed her battle, and, you know, the prayer was answered. And the main thing was that she was heard by God and she could enter into rest. And so, therefore, she knew that God was going to take care of everything. And I say that to everybody that wants their freedom and their deliverance from any evil spirit, oppression, you know, control the enemy has over your life. Enter into the rest that Jesus did this for you. And when you know that He's going to set you free, you can rest well. You can sleep better. You can wake up every morning knowing that He's new every morning. It's a great encounter you have with our Lord. And that's what I've been trying to encourage you all week as we give these key points on how to maintain your deliverance as well as how to break every hindrance. It's all in relationship. And if you know your Lord, you know He's going to want to set you free. And I pray that you receive that freedom today. You know, yesterday I was closing out on water baptism, the importance of that. Please don't take that lightly, some, you know, ceremonial thing. It is an amazing encounter where you bury yourself with Christ. You, in a sense, go back into the womb and you come out and the water breaks and you come forth and you're a new person in Christ. You're buried in Christ, okay? And if that's not happening in your life, do that. Make sure you go to your leaders or you're in my ministry, come to us and we will baptize you and we'll teach you why we do it and baptize you. So, you know, if you are going through this and you haven't been free, you know, and you're being harassed by demons, take your stand on your baptism if you've been baptized and what it really means. And Derek has this prayer, and let's just pray this right now. Lord Jesus, I thank you that I have passed through the water out of Satan's kingdom and into your kingdom. And now, Lord, I take authority in your name and cut off every harassing demon that has been pursuing me. That's what baptism does for you. Okay, let's talk about the larger battle. You know, this is sometimes bigger than we realize what we're dealing with. You may think it's just a little imp, a little demon, whatever, but sometimes it's a much larger battle, and we want to kind of touch that as we close out today's podcast. Paul tells us in Ephesians 6:12 that we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against satanic forces in heavenlies, in the high places. And at times we may not find ourselves not only in conflict with demons on the earthly plane, but also in principalities or satanic forces in the higher realms whose headquarters are in the second heaven. And we need to make sure that we understand that that is part of the battle. You think, well, I dealt with this demon. Why am I still struggling? And it could be because it's a higher level issue. And this can be a hindrance to your total breakthrough. Sometimes a person on earth seems like they're unimportant, you know, but in the global conflict, they're very important. So his spirits in that realm are aware of that. And so they try to control that person's life and they use it to oppose God's purpose. Now we see that a lot in political arenas and things like that. We see it in leaderships, businesses, et cetera, even in churches. Where somebody can be there who has a controlling spirit or a demonic spirit, and they're in leadership somewhere, and they can control things. So, And you can, if you try to get freedom there, you know, you come under great resistance because you're not only finding demons in the person, but also satanic forces in the heavenlies that are operating through that person. Derek calls that a battleground. And so sometimes we got to go through this battleground. You know, a single individual, for instance, may be the key to salvation for an entire family or even some larger community. Think about the woman at the well when Jesus came to her. You know, everybody knew her. She'd been with multiple men. It wasn't that big of a community. Who knows how many people, how many men had been with her. You know, she was a stronghold in that community, a battleground in that community. But boy, when Jesus set her free, what happened? The whole city came in. So the deliverance of one person may open the door and bring the gospel to many people, even in an unreached people group. You know, the leader of India right now, in this time, 2019, whenever you listen to this, he is a radical Hindu who is openly allowing persecution of Christians. He's trying to push them out, he's doing the same thing to Muslims, but it's a whole battleground. You know, what happens if he falls? You know, if he falls to Christ Jesus, then what are going to happen? We're going to have a major breakthrough in India. Freedom more for Christians and openness for the gospel. Apostle Paul, or at that time Saul, was a huge hindrance to the growth of the gospel. He was killing people with a legal mandate. We see that in the book of Acts when he was there when they killed Stephen. So this guy was a bad dude. I mean, you know, he religious, but he was bad. And you know what? He was being controlled in the heavenly realm by demonic forces. He was Satan's tool. There's no other way around it. But when he fell to Christ and gave his life to Christ, what happened? The gospel came to the entire world. That's how important one person can be under the influence of demonic forces in the heavenly realms. So sometimes we're battling that. So some of you may be living in a nation where the demonic realms rule your political entities, and so therefore you live under the oppression of that spirit. And you think, well, I prayed demons off of me, but I still feel this thing on me. And it's not you. It's the spirits over your nation. So now you know another place to battle, okay? And sometimes ministering to these people, we really need insight into that realm through a prophetic word or word of knowledge, word of wisdom, if we're having a clear picture. I won't name people, but I've ministered to high-level people, and the Holy Spirit gave me stuff to break through to get to their hearts. I had no right to be in their presence in the natural, but in the spirit I did, and God gave me the right thing to say to break through that thing because they were a hindrance to breakthrough for some things that God wanted to do in the earth. And through the grace of God, I was able to do that. And so, you know, that's where you have to trust the Lord that he can do that. Think about the one family member that controls the entire family, and it's the leader of the family, and they're heathens or they're lost. And they are not certain that same thing, heathen, lost. But they're a hindrance. And you've prayed, you know, you've gotten yourself clean, and you've gotten demonic forces of what they've done to you, and you feel free of that, and you've forgiven them and all the things that they've done, but you still see them controlling the family, and you feel oppressed. Like, why can't my family get saved? Why can't we get free? Why are we under this oppression, this infirm spirit? Well, it's probably because it's a higher level issue. And now you're wrestling against principality powers in the high places that this person is being controlled by. Think about the beauty of what's going to happen when they fall. You know, Jesus, when he died and he was resurrected, he disarmed the principalities and powers of Satan. That opposes. Colossians 2:15 tells us that. So it's not like we don't have the power. Well, I need to go get an apostle. I need to get a prophet to break this spirit. Look, I'm not saying you shouldn't get help when we deal with higher levels. I agree with that. But the fact is, especially in a family or something, let me tell you, you have authority because you're in that family. You know, we need to apply the words of Jesus that sometimes we got to go through things where we also may have to fast and pray. We did a message on that last Sunday, whatever day that was, October 6th, I think. You can go listen to that as well. There are certain things that you know, remember the disciples couldn't get the demons out. And it obviously had worked before, but it didn't work that time. Why? Most likely is because the people they were dealing with were on a higher plane. They were being controlled by higher level spirits. So therefore, they needed to go to a higher place in the spirit. And so we must understand that we sometimes have to fast and pray, get humble enough to realize that Jesus is the only deliverer. We cannot be arrogant and think that we have the power to do it in ourselves. We do not. Christ in us, the hope of glory, does. So maybe that'll help some of you today understand what you're going through, that it's not you. You're not crazy. You went through your deliverance. You got free. And yet there are people opposing you now that you thought you should be free of. But the fact is they may be being used on a higher plane by a demonic spirit. You know, and if you're that person, you know, if you're being used by the spirit, if you got an anger problem controlling your whole family and you can't get free, maybe the enemy's using you at a higher plane to make sure your family doesn't get free. Submit to the Lord. Submit to the power he's given us over those high places, those demonic forces. We have authority. So here on our Shabbat Shalom podcast, which is to enter into the rest, he's done it all. So you let him do it for you. Let me pray for you. Father, today, all these hindrances we've listed this week, I thank you that you died and you atoned for our death, for our sin, and you've given us a place of freedom, and that we enter into that rest of what you've done. We're not going to try to defeat our enemy on our own and in our own flesh, but we're going to trust you with all our heart, with all our strength, and all our mind. Thank you, Jesus, for setting us free. And Lord, I thank you that everybody listens to this podcast. We'll begin to experience new and higher levels of freedom. Okay, guys, thank you so much. We love you. Declare this in Jesus' name. Have a great weekend if you're on schedule. If not, have a great day. We'll see you again next week. See ya.